Okay, today is Daf Lamed Ches. We are on Daf Lamed Ches at the Mishnah, which is the third line where the lines start to get wide. Here we go. V'eilu Gnai. And the following people are mentioned, the following families, really, are mentioned for Gnai. Right? They're mentioned for Gnai. Gnai, how do you translate the word Gnai in English? Shame.
Censure.
Censure, right. Right? Chavetz Chaim says, in Hilchos Lashon Hara and Klal Dalet, it's a mitzvah to publicize people that are Rishayim, that do bad deeds, and you mitzvah to reveal their sins, because if it's averos bin adam. In other words, people view it as averos. It's a mitzvah to publicize when they're wicked. We're going to get to that in a few minutes. Number one, Shalbeis Garmu, the house of Garmu. Lo rot the lamed al ma'aseh lechem upon him. They didn't want to teach anybody about lechem upon him, how to make the lechem upon him in such a good way. Shalbeis Avtinas, the house of Avtinas. Lo rot the lamed al ma'aseh ketores. They didn't want to teach anybody about how to make the ketores in the right way, in the best way. Hugris ben Levi, some fellow Hugris ben Levi, hayodea perek bishir. He knew how to sing beautifully. Velo rot the lamed. He didn't want to teach it. It doesn't mean that he had a good voice. He didn't want to teach that. You can't teach that. People are blessed with a good voice. They have a good voice. It's not the issue. There was a certain kind of singing that he was able to do that he could teach, and he refused to do it. Next, last one. Ben Kamser, lo rotzo lalamed al maisaksav. Ben Kamser did not want to teach people how to write. He was able to write Hashem's name, Yudke Vavke, at one time, without having to write a yud, then a hey, then a vav. He was able to do it with four kulmuses in his fingers, whatever. He was able, some trick. He was able to do it. He didn't want to teach anybody that. Al Rishonim Nemar Zecher Tzadok Levracha. On the first ones, to Machlokas, who this goes on. L'chorah B'pashtas, it goes on the previous Mishnah. Zecher Tzadok Levracha. Vel Elu, and on these, Nemar, it says, V'shem Rishayim Yerkov. The names of the Rasha should rot away. So here, the Chavetz Chaim asks the following question. Well, the Chavetz Chaim doesn't get to it yet. First, the Shari Tshuva, Rishon, asks, one second, how are you allowed to shame people and censure people in public? How are you allowed to do that? There's an Isser of Lashon Hara. How are you allowed to embarrass people like this in public and put a Mishnah that says, the following people are Gnai, they want to do bad things? How could you do that? How are you allowed to do that? And he answers the following. He answers that if someone does something wrong, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to censure. You're not allowed to mention it. Maybe the guy didn't realize. Maybe he didn't know. He made a mistake. He was a baltaiva. And people do wrong things. However, but if someone does something bemazed, consistently, day in and day out, the same thing wrong, no question about it, you are allowed to censure them, and you're allowed to put a Mishnah telling all the Gnai that they did. Okay? What aver did they do? What aver did these people do? What aver did they do? One aver. Well, according to the Chavetz Chaim, they did one aver. They were memayet, the covet of Shemayim. They lessened the covet of Hashem. And because of that, this Mishnah is appropriate. This Mishnah is allowed to be here. At the end of the daf, we're going to have a kasha how the Mishnah could be here. But right now, the Mishnah is allowed to be here because they were memayet, covet Shemayim. And therefore, they're allowed to be here. Okay? It's a very interesting answer. They're not over at Doraisa, not over at Dorabanan.
Because I'm not sure that the Chavetz Chaim fits into the category.
So that's what he says. In Klal, in Sifkot and Lama Gimel, right? He says, Shebevadai, they didn't want to teach anyone else, might cover Shemayim. Therefore, they were considered mazid badavar, they're considered a mazid, right? They didn't want to teach anybody how to do these avodos, and obviously they had the Yetahara, and therefore they didn't do tshuva. And therefore, you're allowed to publicize it. Says the Chida, says the Ben Yoyada. One second, they weren't Rishayim. They weren't good people. What aver did they do? They weren't over in the Daraisa. They weren't over in the Rabbanan. They didn't want to teach people how to make the Beis Hamikdash better. Kavod Shemayim doesn't want to say that. Therefore, he says that also the Chida asks the following question: Why didn't the previous Mishnah say Zecher Tzadik Levracha on the good ones? Why does it wait till this Mishnah to mention the bad ones and then say, oh, by the good ones, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and the bad ones, Shem Shoyim Yerkov? Why wait till now? The answer is, they weren't such Rishayim. Compared to the good ones, they were a little bad. Therefore, the Mishnah waits to say it here, Zecher Tzadik, those are the Mamash Tzadikim. They fixed up the Beis HaMikdash, they improved it, they made improvements, better, fantastic. And these were not so good. These people were not so good. In a Hanami, it's not that they were terrible, wicked people. Rishayim Shoyim Yerkov, Ben Yehuda is a little malabit chutz for them. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Beis Garmu, the house of Garmu, was starting the Gemara. Hayibikiyim Maisa Lechem Apanim. They were experts in Maisa Lechem Apanim. For lots of the Lamed, they didn't want to teach anybody. Shalchu Chachamim, the Chacham sent. They view Umnan from Alexandria, Shal Mitzrayim. They brought experts from Alexandria. For how Yodim lafos kamosam, they knew how to bake it. For lo how Yodim lirdos kamosam, but they didn't know how to take it out of the oven the same way. Shalalu masikin mibachutz. These ones from Alexandria. I'm sorry. Beis Garmu masikin mibachutz would somehow light the fire from the outside. What? I'm wrong. I'm sorry. Alexandria. Va'ofin mibachutz, and they would bake it on the outside. Va'halalu, but Beis Garmu masikin mibefnim. Va'ofin mibefnim, they would do everything on the inside. Halalu pitan misafshos. The Alexandria, the bread got moldy, stale, whatever. Va'halalu, and the Beis Garmu ein pitan misafshos. It didn't get stale. Right. So asks the Achronim, Tosafot Shana asks, so why didn't Hashem make a nace that it should become fresh, like it was fresh for 9 days. What? That's exactly his answer. The Rashi says that when he built the shulchan, you had to have those pipes going through to separate the bread. They shouldn't touch each other; it gets moldy. What do you need that for? Yeah, you have. It was stayed on there hot for 9 days. The answer is whatever you were able to do by human hands to lessen the nace, you had to do that. Hashem takes care of the rest. So make it not moldy. You don't know how to do it? Then go get Beis Garmu. They don't want to teach you? Then I don't know what to tell you. So Kishashamu Gacham B'davar, when the Chum heard about this, Amru, they said, Kol Masha Barak Ladesh Baruch Hu L'chvod Baruch. Whatever Hashem made for his own kavod. Shinemar Kol Nikra B'shmi L'chvodi Barosiv. V'chazru Beis Garmu L'mkoman. They put Beis Garmu back into position. Okay? So you see from here, listen, I have to read this inside, because you have to hear this. Yesh b'chol adam segula u'mayla b'pratis. You have some segula and mayla in a detail. She'ein b'chavero, that no one else has. Af she'chavero gadol b'menu u'mayla z'cheros, even though your family might be better than you with some other things. Right? Not everybody can be in the Olympics. Nigar kavod Hashem b'briyosav. Hashem recognizes your greatness. V'chein ha'yu ma'i says that. Af she'ayu umne Alexandria g'dolim b'chachma b'vnei garmu. They were more chachamim. B'chol zo, still, they couldn't break like them, right? Hashem creates everything for a certain purpose, and everyone has got their tafkid. Who were these people from Alexandria? Who were they? Who were they? Exactly. They came from the Beit HaMikdash. Chanyo. This is said by the Divrei Shaul. He says these were the ones that worked in the Beit HaMikdash in Alexandria. There's a whole story there. The children of Shimon HaTzadik, they made their own Beit HaMikdash in Alexandria. So they knew something, but they didn't know how to do it like this, right? It's still not the Beit HaMikdash. Even if they did it L'Shem Shemayim, even if they had good intentions, it still was wrong, and it still wasn't the real Beit HaMikdash, and they didn't have that knowledge. Anyway, Shalchu Lev Chachamim V'lo Bo. The Chacham tried to win back the Beis Garmu, they couldn't do it. Kaflu lehem, scharon, they doubled the salary, both, and they came back. V'chol yom ha'yonotlin, shnei masarmona, it doesn't make, this is every day, or every year, or every month, whatever it was, they got 12 mana, v'ayom esen varba, now they got 24. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, v'chol yom esen varba, v'ayom abba mishmona. Others said it was 24 per whatever per section, and that was 48. Amru lehem chachamim, mar isim shelo lamed. How come you don't want to teach anybody this? Amru lehem, you're doing how you shall beit abba. We have a tradition from our father. Shebayit ze'os lichorev. Our house is going to be destroyed. Shema yilmat adam she'eno hagun mehugun. Maybe an unscrupulous person will learn it. Ve'yelch v'yavad avodas kachav bekach. And it will go worship, and it will go worship avodah zarah with it. Okay. Now, according to most Rishonim, most Mefarshim, that was a baloney. That was not the real reason. The real reason was it was a kavod for them. They were the big shots, and they said that as an excuse, and it wasn't true.
That doesn't work with the other story. Then.
That what?
Didn't they wind up giving
it to?
Was this
a kinasodam or grandma? 1 second. However, v'al but there's one thing they did that was good. There's one thing that was good, which is miyalon the ninches pas nikiya biyad b'neim. They never had the kids. Never had fresh bread. Shaloyomru ma'aser lecha upon them ze nizonin. That they took ma'aser lechem upon them from themselves. The kaiyam hashem v'yitzu nikiya me'hashem Yisrael. Be clean from Hashem and Yisrael. So that was one good thing that they did. No, that was one good thing that they weren't totally, shy of the worst. That was one good thing that they did. But overall, they didn't believe that was a valid excuse. And the Mefarshim explained, why would they only care about when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed? What about now? Because when the Beit HaMikdash is destroyed, then I'm nervous, they're going to... What about now? They didn't say that. I would give it to you now. But I'm nervous the Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. And then it's a problem. What's the problem then? That doesn't exist now. Right? Difficult answer. Anyway...
audacity to do it now.
Correct. That's what they say. Some say they don't have the audacity. Some say they're gonna be in Gaulis anyway, so they can teach it to Goyim. Once they're here, they don't see Goyim. So you have to give some answer like that. That's the first story. Next. They didn't want to teach anybody the Ketores. Tanu Rabbanan. They were experts in Ma'aseh Ketores. They didn't want to teach anybody. They got the same people from Alexandria. They knew all the ingredients to do everything, but the smoke wouldn't go up in a column like them. The base garmu went up like a stick. The smoke didn't waver. It blew here and there. They said, he quotes a different pasuk. Shenemar, call Paul Hashem Lamaneu. For Chazru, Beis Haftinas Lum Kolam. They realized they have to return Beis Haftinas back to their position. Shalchu Lehem Chachamim Vlobo. They wanted to call them back, they didn't want to come. Kafu Lehem Scharan Ubo. They doubled the salary, they came. Bechayim Hayonot Lun Shenemar Samana. Every day they took 12. Vayom Esem Arba. This day, it doesn't mean every day. It means every year, every cycle, whatever. It was 24. Rebuda Omer, Bechayim Esem Arba, Vayom Abar Mishmona. It was 24, then it became 48. Amru lehem chachamim, Amru isim shal alamed. Why don't you want to teach anybody? Why not? Same answer. Amru yodin hayu shal beis abba shabai ze asli charev. It's going to be destroyed. Amru shema yilmat adam she'eno hagun. Maybe someone is going to hear it. It's not proper. V'yelech v'yavad avodas kachav mekach. And they're going to go use it to worship avodah zarah. V'aldav zem as kiras lo shavach. But one thing they were recognized for good. They were remembered for good. Olam loyotzes kala buvusam esmi b'tayim. No kala in that family ever wore perfume. They married a girl from someplace else. Mastanima, they made a condition with her. Shalo, tizbasim, they shouldn't use perfume. Shalo tov yomer, they shouldn't say. Yeah, they took a little kataris for themselves to make themselves. They don't want to accuse them of that. No wife, no woman, they wore perfume. L'kayim mashademar, benisim nikiyim, me'ashem, umi Yisrael.
I didn't ask in the first price.
Yeah.
Because I thought maybe the Gemara will discuss it, but here it is. Why do we need to be explained what doubling wages means? I mean, isn't it obvious?
It's a good question. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. Tanya, Amar Bishmal. Listen to the stories. Pamachas Ayitzi B'dalek B'derech. I was walking down the street. U'matasi Adam B'nei B'neihem. And I met a base Vatinas person. From the house of Vatinas. Amartilo. Avasecha B'tshu L'harbas Kvodon. You wanted to have more cover for yourselves. V'rotu L'mai Kvodon Makom. And you wanted to lessen the cover of Hashem. Achshav, the opposite. Makavod makom imkomo. Hashem's right where he is. Hashem didn't change. Umiyad kvodam, and look where you people are. There's a Mishnah, how terrible you are. Amar Rabbi Akiva, pamachas one time, sachli Rabbi Shmuel ben Luga, pamachas one time, yatzasi ani ve'echad mebanav, Sadeh, went to the field, Lilko Asavim, to go pick some grass. For Reisi, Shesachak Ubacha, he was laughing and crying, or crying and laughing. Amartilov Nema Abach, why are you crying? Amali, so he answered, I'll tell you why. Kavod Avosai Nizkarti. I was thinking about the kavod of my forefathers, it made me cry. Nema Sachak, why you laugh? Because Amali, Sha'asar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'achzir Olanu. We're going to get the job back when the Beis Hamikdash comes back. B'bneiman is Karis. What prompted you right now to think about that? So Amalo, Ma'ala Ashen Kenedni. I see Ma'ala Ashen here. Ma'ala Ashen is the ingredient which made the smoke not waver. So Herehuli, show me where it is. Amali, Shvuahi B'yadeinu. We had an oath. She'en Ma'arin Oso L'chaladam. We don't show anybody what it is. That's our big secret. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Benuri, listen to the story. I found an old man. He had a Megillah Samamonim in his hand. Amarti lo, man, may I not tell where you're from? Amarli, I'm from that family. What's in your hand? Amarli, Megillah Samamonim. A Megillah Samamonim. Herayoli, show me it. I want to see it. Amarli, he told me, calls man shebeis abha yikaimin, as long as my father was alive, beis Megillah maybe was alive, lo hayu muslim osu l'chaladam. We would never show anybody. Achshav now, here it is, but be careful with it. And he showed it to him. And when I told Rabbi Akiva the story, Amali, he told me, Meyata Asur Lasaper Biginusun Shalelu. It's Asur to say bad about them now, because they did tshuva. Now it's Asur. If it's Asur, what's the Mishnah doing here? At least about Beis Haftinas. Why is this in the Mishnah? This question is asked by the Sha'arei Nichumim. Not sure who that is, but whoever it was is a bigger person than me. And he says, then why is it in the Mishnah? He doesn't answer it. He says, Yashev B'dochak. You've got to find some answer. Why this is in the Mishnah? Don't tell me that Rabbi Akiva lived before Rabbi. So don't tell me it was after the story. Can't be. Can't be. And don't tell me that we have a phrase called Lo Zazu Mishnah Bimkoma. Once the Mishnah is written, we don't change it. Even if it's wrong and even if it has to be amended, we don't change it. This is the way the Mishnah is. So you can't say that. Rabbi Akiva said it's Asur L'Saper. It's Asur. What do you mean we're not going to change the Mishnah? That's not that they have a wrong opinion. There's a Girsa change. Leave it the way it is. They tell me to remember it like that because they memorize it. Leave it the way it is. How do you mean leave it the way it is? First of all, this happened beforehand. Rabbi Akiva is much older than Rebbe. So what's Rebbe doing? Also, Rebbe didn't know the story. Right? Rebbe Akiva said, it's also to be misaper about them. So if it's also to be misaper, how can it be a Mishnah?
If you write the end, then it's not bad, right?
But the end's not in the Mishnah. The end's in the Gemara. So what was Rebbe Huda Nasi compiled the Mishnah? What did he leave it in for? Unless he didn't know the story that Rebbe Akiva said. Rebbe Akiva said that. It's possible. It's a brisa. So it's not, you know, it's possible he didn't know the story. But how did Ravina and Rashi know the story to put it in here? It's a good question, you know? It's a question. Anyway.
Mishnah could have been written, and he add the last line to it.
Who?
Rebbe could have added the last line.
Then why would he add the last line?
The Mishnah was bouncing around before.
I understand. But Rebbe Akiva said it's Asur. I have a thing that they did tshuva, so it's Asur now. The rest of them didn't do tshuva. Leave them in. Him, they got to take them out. Yeah. Mikan Amar Ben Azai, B'shimcha Yikarucha, U'b'komcha Yeshivucha. Right? That means, In your name, you're called out. In your place, you dwell. U'mashalacha yitnu lach ein adam negei amuchan lachaveru ve'machos negatz pechaverta filu kabal anima. You can't change. You know, when the king's times have been the king, not one second will the old king stay in front of the new king. Whenever the time comes, the time comes. Same thing with these people, right? Okay. Hogris ben Levi. This was the next one. Tanya kishahu nosein kolo b'ni'ima, when he would sing so beautifully. Machnes Godel Tochpiv, he would put his thumb in his mouth somehow. Umaniach Etzbo Ben Animin, he would put his fingers between the hairs of his mustache. Ad Shehayu Elchav HaKohanim Nizkarb Bebeit Rosh Lachayim. The people, the Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash would be blown backwards by the beauty of his voice. Tanar Rabbanan Ben Kamtzer Lo Ratzel Lamin Al Ma'aseh Ksav. He didn't want to teach the Ma'aseh Ksav. Amru Olav Shehayu No Tel Dalad Kol Mosen. He took four quills Ben Etzbo, so between his fingers. V'im Haisa Teva Shel Dalad Osius. And if there was a word of four letters, it means Hashem's name. Hayakose Bavas Achas. He would write it at one time. Amrulo, what's the mila of writing it at one time? What do you gain by writing it at one time? So you're not allowed to speak in between writing Hashem's name. That made that shorter. It made the issue much better, right? That's one pshat. One pshat is it's a better remez of Yichud Hashem. Yichud Hashem. It's a remez to Yichud Hashem. You could at one time. The Minchas Chinuch is an unbelievable vart. He says like this. He says, when you write, you have to write it in order. You can't write it out of order. You have to write Hashem's name in order. So you write Yud and then a Hey. You've already written Hashem's name. What's the heter to write the Vav afterwards? When you write the Vav afterwards, you makalkal Hashem's name till you write the final Hey. So what's the heter to write Hashem the Vav afterwards? The answer is, there's no other way how to do it. How else are you going to do it? Ah, you figured out a way to do it. You write at the same time. There's not even 1 second of a kilkel. Normally you have a kilkel for a few seconds till you write the final Hey. No, we have no other way out. What can I do? He figured out a way out. Correct, yes. Arulo, ma rosh shlo lamed. Why don't you want to teach anybody this? Cool on, everybody else, matzah tshuvah l'dvar. Everybody else gave an answer. Whether they believe the answer or not, they gave something. Al tabishonim, he didn't know answer. What do you want to say? Because in case the Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, there's still tefillin and mezuzahs and Torahs. So what can answer? You don't, he didn't have an answer. I'll be shown him ne'amar zechetarek levracha. So in this, on the other ones zechetarek levracha. Al ben kamtzer v'chaviru ne'amar v'shem rishayim yirkov. The name should rot away. My v'shem rishayim yirkov. What does that mean? What does it mean? The name should rot away. Amar Rabbi Elazar rakvivus tala b'shmosam. Rotting away should be in their name. Delo maskinan b'shmayu. You should not name anybody after a Rasha. You shouldn't name anybody after a Rasha. Okay? This is the Gemara, this is the Makar of not naming after Rishayim. Which is why you don't see anybody running around today with the name Lavan. Or Esav. These Nimrod. Although in Israel you do see that. But you don't really see, people really don't do that. From people, don't do that. Why? Because it is Gemara. You're not supposed to do it. So there's a few questions. First of all, what about the name Yishmael? Yishmael, if you hold that Yishmael didn't do tshuva, then Yishmael's not a Jewish name. So how could people name, there's many people in the Gemara named Yishmael. Today it's not so common. In the Gemara. Today it's not so common. Maybe it's Sfarzim, I don't know, I don't think it's so common. But what's the answer? So the Ritva says, who holds Yishmael didn't do tshuva? No one holds that. Everyone holds Yishmael did tshuva, and therefore Yishmael's a Jewish name, because he did tshuva.
That's funny, Yishmael today because of
Arabs. Right. So of course, everyone holds Yishmael did tshuva, is not an issue. Others say, Hashem himself. Two answers. Number one, Hashem called him Yishmael. So if Hashem called him Yishmael, I don't care what kind of person he was, it's still a good name. Hashem himself did it. That's one answer. And another same, very similar answer, Hashem said to Avraham, when Avraham was davening, and he said, Lu Yishmael Shmaticha, and what did Hashem say? Hine berachti oso. I'm going to give him a blessing. You get blessed by Hashem, the name's not a good name. No problem with that name. There are other names that are problems. Listen to this one. Ben Yeshua digs up the following. How could you call somebody in the Gemara, his name is Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua? Shamua is the name of Shamua ben Zachur, one of the Meraglim, who was a Rasha. So how could Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua's father, grandfather, call him Shamua? It's a Russian name. And he answers, those names aren't real names anyway. Those names are the Meraglim. They're made up names. Those aren't their real names anyway. So it's not a Shaila. Then he asks, the Mitzar Devash asks, what about the name Menachem? There are people in the Gemara named Menachem. And Menachem was the name of a wicked king, Menachem ben Gadi, who worshipped the Avodah Zarah. So how could Menachem be a Jewish name? We're going to get to the idea of names in the Gemara, names that are Rishayim, that don't have Rishayim, that... We're going to get to the idea, you think, well, maybe there was another Menachem out there. Right? Why are you picking the one Menachem in Tanakh whose name was a Rasha? What about other Menachems? What about other Shamuas? The answer, we'll get into that question in a few minutes, but the answer is like this. The Gemara says, this Mitzar Devash answers, the Chachamim say that the name of Mashiach is Menachem. And that came before this Menachem ben Gadi, therefore it's a good name. Okay? That's that. Now, the Ramah Paskins, listen to this. The Ramah Paskins, based on earlier sources, Maran Padua, that there's no Isser mentioning the name of a Rasha. There's no Isser mentioning the name of a Rasha. The Isser is to name your son or daughter after a Rasha. That's the Isser. But to mention the name of a Rasha is no Isser. After all, Umav Sedra, every year we read about Lavan and Esav and all the Rishayim. Every year we do that. And no one has a word, no one has a problem with that. Okay? The Chidah says, no. It's Usser to say the name of a Rasha. That's what this Gemara is telling you. You can't even say the name of a Rasha, except if they're mentioned in Tanakh. If they're mentioned in Tanakh, of course you could say it. Same thing with Avodah Zarah. There's an issue to mention the names of Avodah Zarah. But if they're mentioned in Tanakh, you've got to say Baal and Ov, and you don't, they're in Tanakh. So you can mention Lavan and Esav, but other names of Nazis that were real Rishayim, you shouldn't mention them. It's very interesting. I never really heard that, right?
Yeah. It's interesting that in the Haggadah or in the Bechoros Pidui, Lavan is called Arami, right?
Maybe that's why. And it's interesting. Anyway, Moshe Ravina, one second. Maise Bedoeg Ben Yosef. There was a story about a fellow named Doeg Ben Yosef. Now, Doeg is the name of a Rasha, right? He was David Melech's contemporary. He was a Rasha. Anyway, so somebody had Doeg Ben Yosef. Sheinicho Aviv Ben Katan Leimo. His father died when he was a baby, and the mother was left raising him. B'chol Yom Ha'Se'im, listen to this. Every day, Isa Imo Modadato B'Tvachim, she would measure him in Tvachim. And she would give the amount of weight that he was, or height, whatever, she would convert it to some kind of money and donate it to the base. Every day she did that. It's a very, very special person. And when the siege came, Tavachto v'achalto, she shechted him and she ate him. She was so hungry. This is her prized son, who she was such a close connection to him in the Beit HaMikdash, and she donated every day his weight, his height, and this is what she did to him. And Va'aleh Kinon Yirmiyahu, and Yirmiyahu said in the Kinos about it, Im Tachan L'Nashim Parim Oleh Tefuchim. Right? And everyone asks, why didn't they quote the Pasuk in the Tochacha that says you're going to do that? Why did he bring a Pasuk from Navi, from Echa? Anyway, Meshiva Ruach HaKodesh, Im Yahareg B'Mikdash Hashem, Korin V'Navi, terrible tragedy. So what do you see? That she named him Doeg. So it was a common name. The Gemara says, well, Chazi Ma'i Salapai. What do you mean? Well, look at his end. Look at his end. So the question is, maybe there was another Doeg out there. Exactly. So this is the answer that's given by the Chedushi Avrach. Not sure who that is, but this is what he says. He says, if you only find one name like that in Tanakh, and that name is the name of a Rasha, then you have a problem naming that name. If you find two names in Tanakh, which I don't think there's such a thing even, and one name is a Tzaddik, and maybe there's a Rasha also, then you can name after the Tzaddik. That's why they had to come up with the issue with Shemua and Menachem, because his names don't appear anywhere else. It's only bad Doeg. There's no good Doeg in the Navi. Only bad Doeg, that's a bad name. That's the story with names. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Tzaddik me'atzmo, v'Rasha me'chavero. It says, Zecher Tzaddik, Livracha in singular, v'shem rishaim yirkav in the plural. Why is that? Tzadik me'atma, zecher tzadik livracha. Rasha mechaver d'chzev v'shem rishaim yirkav. So he quotes over an unbelievable vart. In Maharal maybe.
I didn't answer the question. What? I didn't answer the question.
What do you mean?
I didn't answer the question.
No, I didn't answer the question at all. I'll tell you the answer. Every tzadik is the same. Once you're a tzadik, you're a tzadik. He's a tzadik in a different way. He's a tzadik. He might have different... He's very good. He's a Kabbalist. And this one knows halacha, and this one knows midos. It's all the same. Once you're a tzaddik, you're a tzaddik. It's in the singular. Rasha, you can be a Rasha in a thousand different ways. So Rishayim, Rishayim, it's all plural because it can be a Rasha in so many different ways. By tzaddik, it's such a good verse. By tzaddik, it's not like that. Amalei Ravina Ahume Rabbanan Dahu Besader Agadat Kamei. Ravina said in front of Rabbanan, who was ordering the Agadatas. Menaha Milsa the Amar Rabbanan Zecher Tzadik Livracha. How do you know this idea of Zecher Tzadik Livracha? So Amaleh, what do you mean? Daksiv Zecher Tzadik Livracha. It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. So what was his question? Some say his question was that there's a Gemara's out there that say that this Amora used to always say the following vart. What was his source? He had some source of a pasuk. So he wants to know same thing over here. Where's the source for this idea of Zecher Tzadik Livracha? Yeah, I know it's a pasuk in Mishlei, but I want to know an older source than that. So, midaraisa menolan. Midaraisa, how do I know that? The Tziv, it says, Vashem Omar, Hamachasa Nimi Avram, Asher Ani Osei, should I hide from Avram what I'm going to do to Sodom. Uksiv, and it says, V'Avram hayu yiyah gadol l'goy gadol v'atzim. He's going to be a very great person. So what do you see? Hashem blessed Avram. Zecher tzadik l'vracha. So asks everybody, asks the Maharal. One second. He's mentioned many times. Yitzchak and Yaakov are mentioned many times. And not every time they're mentioned is a bracha. Only one time is a bracha. And the answer is, says the Maharal, because whenever a tzaddik is mentioned together with Rishayim, he needs a bracha to pull him out of there. So he's talking about, Hashem's talking about Sodom. Should I hold back what I'm going to do to Avraham? Should I hold back from Sodom? I got to give him a bracha now. I'm going to mention that Avraham and Sodom are the same pasuk. I don't want any influence like that. I have to mention him for a bracha, and that's why there's a bracha only here. Anyway, Menachem Mil Sodomer Rabbanon Shem Rishayim Yerkov. Where do you have the idea of Shem Rishayim Yerkov? That the name should rot away. Where do you find that? Amalei. What do you mean? The Haksif, Shem Rishayim Yerkov. It says, Shem Rishayim Yerkov. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. No. Midaraisa Menolan. How do you know Midaraisa? Again, an earlier source for the idea. The Haksif, it says, Vayel Ad Sodom. That Lot's tent reached all the way to Sodom. Haksif, and it says, V'anshe Sodom, Rom V'chatam L'Shem Ha'od. Right away, it throws in, and the Sodom were bad people. Rishayim. So you see, whenever you mention a Rasha, you mention what their badness. Amar Rabbi Elazar, tzaddik dar ben shnei rishayim. There was once a tzaddik who lived with two rishayim. V'lo lama b'maseim, didn't learn their ways. Rasha dar ben shnei tzaddikim. V'lo lama b'maseim. There was once a rasha who dwelt with two tzaddikim, didn't learn their ways. Tzaddik dar ben shnei rishayim. V'lo lama b'maseim is Ovadia. He Ovadia lived with two rishayim. Who were the two rishayim? Achav and Yisevel. Didn't learn their ways. Stayed a tzaddik. Rasha dar ben shnei tzaddikim. V'lo lama b'maseim is Esav. Right, Esav dwelt with two tzaddikim. So Rashi, I think, says. Does Rashi say? No, Rashi doesn't say. Someone here says it's Yitzchak and Rivka, not Yitzchak and Avram. Yitzchak and Rivka. Even Avram was alive for 15 years or something, right? 13, whatever it was. Yitzchak and Rivka, two tzaddikim, and he still was a Rasha. Amar Belazar, mibrachasan shel tzaddikim from the bracha of a tzaddik atalamad klala l'rishayim. You can learn a parallel klala to the Rishayim. And from the klal to the rishayim, atalamad bracha l'tzadikim. You can learn a bracha l'tzadikim. Mibrachasin shal tzadikim atalamad b'klal l'rishayim. Dichsev, it says, ki adativ l'mana shayitave es bonav, fi es bonav acharav, v'shamru derech Hashem, right? Uksiv basrei, and it says afterwards, v'yom Hashem, tzakas sedom v'amora ki rabba, right? So right after he blesses them, he curses them. Umiklasin shal rishayim, Atulamad Barakal Tadikim, Tiksiv, Van Shay Sodom, Ram Vachatam Lashem, Vashem Varlavram, Achi Parlot Meimo. Fine. Next. Rabbi Elazar, Amar Belazar, Afilu Bishvil Tadik Echad Olam Nivra. Even for one Tadik, the world is created. Shinemar, Varolakim is Arkitov. Vein Tov, Elatadik. Shinemar, Vimru Kitadik Kitov. Listen to this line. Amar Belazar, Kalamishakech Davar Mitalmudo. If anyone forgets any of his learning, Gorem Golus Levanov. He causes Golus for his children. Okay? Fine. It's a similar Vart. It says something very similar in Pirkei Avos, right? And if you forget your learning, your children go to Golus. Says the, and I asked this to the rabbi, because I didn't understand the pshat. The Baal Tanya says, this even applies Bizman Azeh when there are Svarim. Because think about it. What do you mean if you forgot your learning? So why can't you go ask your Rebbe the learning, what you forgot? Go ask your Rebbe. I forgot. Go ask my Rebbe. No. You forgot. You forgot. And therefore you go to Golis. So what's the difference if you can't ask, you're not allowed to ask your Rebbe. So why could you look it up in a safer?
It's not translated that way. You just forgot.
Yeah.
You don't forget everything.
You're supposed to forget. Because you don't chazer. If you happen to be, you're a human being. So you forgot. You're not, that's not what it means. It means you don't chazer, you force yourself to forget. How do you force yourself to forget? By not reviewing. That's what it means. But what about if you forgot and you couldn't ask your Rebbe? It's not an excuse. Says the Baal Tanya, that's not an excuse. So looking up at Sefer is also not an excuse. Right? The Gra holds no. Bizman says this doesn't apply. Because even if you forgot because you were lazy, and you're negligent and you're a posheya, look it up. Since you have svar, it doesn't apply. So what are they arguing about? What are they arguing about?
They're arguing about, I would say, is that before there was svar,
right?
Everything was balpeh.
That's right.
Breaking the misara.
Oh, So that's exactly what the rabbi said. You're breaking the Masorah. By you forgetting, you're breaking the Masorah. I could ask my Rebbe. Once I forgot, I broke the Masorah. Right? Now I start learning again. That's a different thing. I go back to my Rebbe. Oh, Rebbe, I was away for 2 years. I was bad. I went off. And now I'm back. I'm starting over. The Masorah was broken for 2 years. But if it's in a sefer, then it has nothing to do with Masorah. Says the Gosser, then why not? Why, then it doesn't apply. What does the Baal Tanya hold? No, it still applies. Why? Because it's still a breach in the Masorah. Very interesting way. It's very interesting, Machlokas. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, V'hashtishkach taraz alakecha, eshkach porecha gamani. Fine. Revere Omer, read the Masorah, Migdolosa, we take it down from his greatness. Shenemar, ki ato, hadata, ma'asta, va'amasecha, mikahili. Good. Next. Amr b'chiyah bar Abba, Amr b'yochanan. Ein tzadik niftam in ha'olam, al chenivra tzadik kamoso. No tzadik leaves the world, unless there's another tzadik to replace him. Shenemar v'zerach Hashem v'shubo Hashemesh. The sun shines, the sun goes away. Ad shelo kavsa shem shoshal Eli, before the son of Eli set, zarcha shem shoshal Shmuel haramasi. The son of Shmuel rose. Why is a tzadik compared to the sun? The answer is, the Sefer HaMatna says, the sun doesn't go away, it just shines someplace else. When the sun sets, it's just shining somewhere else. It doesn't go away, it doesn't go anywhere, it's just shining somewhere else. So too, when a tzaddik leaves the world, it didn't go away, he's just shining somewhere else. That's the connection, that's the message. Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar B'Yochanan, Ra'a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it said a lot of time on this line, Ra'a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, She'tzadikim mu'atin, the tzadikim were very few. Therefore, Amad, what he did was, Vishatzlan Bechal Dar Vadar. He sprinkled them throughout the generations. Shenemar, like it says, Ki Lashem Matsuke Eretz V'yashas Aleib Tevel. Amar B'chia Bar Abba, Amar B'yochanan, I feel B'shul Tadak Echad Olam Eskayim. Even for one Tadak, the world exists. Shenemar, V'shadak Yisod Olam. B'chia Bar Didei, Amar B'yocha, Ragli Chasidav Yishmar, Chasidav Tuvamash, it's more than one. No, Amar B'nach V'yitchak, Chasidoksiv. Read it as Chasido. One more line. Amar Chiya bar Abba, Amar B'yochanan, Kivan Shira, Shiyatsu Rov, Shinosa Shal Adam, Velochat, if the majority of the time passes for a person and he doesn't sin, Shuv Einachote, he's not going to sin anymore. It doesn't mean he can't sin. That's not what it means. What it means is, you've already have a herigal, you already have a track record, and you can keep that track record going. There's no reason to break it. Shinamar Ragli Chasidav, Yishmar. There Shila Amri, Kivan Shaba, Liado, Dvar, Veir, Par Mishan, Shinav Einachote, an avarik empty hand once or twice, and you fought it off, Shuv Einachote, then why can't you fight it off the third time? You've already gone over that big hurdle. You already passed by that store, you didn't go in. So why can't you? Shenemar, like it says, Rabbi Chasidav Yishmar. Right, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.